Good afternoon. This is Devin Jarif, Senior Practice Analyst at Upper Edge. I wanted to take a couple minutes today to discuss SAP's indirect and digital access models, as well as SAP's recent announcement as it relates to SAP's digital access adoption program. In May 2019, SAP announced its digital access adoption program as an alternative method to indirect access in hopes to provide customers more transparency and cost predictability than the current indirect access model. This was implemented to facilitate customer migrations from indirect to digital access. SAP recently announced in May that they were planning to extend the digital access adoption program to December 31st, 2021, to give customers more time to migrate from indirect to digital access. As part of their announcement, SAP stated that due to feedback received from customers, analysts, and user groups, they were encouraged to extend the program through December 2021. This could also be a response to the current COVID-19 pandemic. In light of this announcement, this will give SAP customers more time to internally assess their current SAP landscape as it relates to third-party applications accessing SAP ERP. SAP's legacy default model, or indirect access, is both user and sales and purchase order based, whereas the digital access model is document based. Customers choosing to migrate to the digital access model are given two options. One is to work with SAP's global license audit and compliance team, or use SAP's Passport tool to measure current consumption of documents. Two is to choose a financial option for paying for digital access, where SAP offers two methods. One would be for the customer to license at least 115% of estimated document use and only pay for the additional 15% in growth. And two, the customer licenses 100% of the documents and receives a 90% discount. It will be interesting to see how SAP pushes customers to the digital access model over the next year, whether it is through customer incentives or by offering additional discounting for document creation. I want to reiterate that it is imperative for customers to conduct internal assessments prior to SAP positioning the migration or a potential audit. Please consider visiting us at upperedge.com, where you can find additional blogs and podcasts. Thank you for listening and stay safe.